This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He said to them, أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان؟ Are you people sick? Are you people arguing with me about asma, concerning names of idols that you people named them idols? In other words, this is the response that destroys every belief and ideology out there. It's just the name. What are you honoring? What holiness have you given it? These idols are names. You called them gods. Tayyib, today if there are no idols, it is beliefs. Even though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the idols will make a comeback at the end of time. And you know the people of the past, they used to make an idol, right? We'd get a stone, carve it, make the shape of an idol. And they would carry it and they would go with him wherever they travel. If he got heavy, they'd throw him off. And if they come back, if he's still there, they pick him up and take him with him. That was their god. And if he looked sort of distorted, someone would come and make a change, right? Another curving here, carving in here, make it look better, right? And this is what modern ideology is. It's like this statue. Someone wakes up all of a sudden from his sleep and brings us something called liberalism. Who called it? It asma sambaytumuha antum. You people called it. Wa abaukum. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah never revealed something like this. Called liberalism and communism and atheism and feminism and all these beliefs and ideologies. Allah didn't send anything like this. This is something you called. Even look at Hud alayhi salam, how he's belittling this thing. And what you understand from this is that people today, what do they do? And how do people follow these ideologies? The founders of these ideologies, they give it a holiness. They give it sacredness. And this is liberalism. This is feminism. This is philosophy. This is atheism, communism. Look, this is it. They give it a holiness. A da'i is supposed to do what? First and foremost, you're supposed to destroy the holiness. How do you do that? He said to them, hey, Ente, you're telling me about liberalism and communism and so on. Who gave this name? Someone? Who's this someone? Search him up on Wikipedia. Who founded communism? You'll get a name and you'll get a date. Hello, this is the person you want to follow. And then, as I said to you, al-mushrikeen and those in the past, if the idol didn't look good, they'll make a few changes. Well, same as the ideologies and beliefs of today. Something doesn't look good, let's make a change in it. Remove this law, bring this one in. Now actually, look, this law meant this. And this is what we're actually calling to. Not this, this doesn't look good, bring this in. This is what you're going to follow? How can mankind follow mankind? How? Who will decide who to follow who? Chaos! The only order that will ever happen on earth is for people to follow Allah, then people will rest. Because we have a Lord from above us that is the all-powerful and He'll control us. He'll tell us what to do. We're happy to follow it. And then me, follow someone who had just woke up from his sleep and a shaitan delivered to him a new deen and he came to the people and delivered it. And I hold it in sacredness. Yes, the founder is such and such. Who is he, Aslan? So look how Hud alayhi salam, he destroyed the holiness of the idols. How did he do that? By saying, asma sammaytumuha. It's just names, nothing else. That's not a religion. That's not something you sacrifice your life for. This is just names. You people called, you gave it the name. Not even Allah, the name didn't even come down from above. وَأَبَاءُكُمْ, you people that are weak, that are fallible, that are insecure, that are arrogant, that are foolish, that were born and didn't know how to speak and write and nothing. And then all of a sudden, 20 years later, you came up with a religion. Foolishness. And we laugh. Wallahi, we laugh. But you know when we laugh, and why do you laugh? When we hear something like this, why do we laugh? Say Alhamdulillah that Allah Azza wa Jal guided you and showed you the truth from the falsehood. Wallahi, we laugh. But the reality is people don't know this. People out there actually believe this is a religion. This is something worth dying for. Like democracy, they're killing themselves over it. And they're going to wars for it. It's a holy concept. It's a holy religion for them. And they are dying, literally dying for it. Give, subhanAllah. How did the shaitan fool these people and play with their minds? How? When it was only a me name that you called it and your forefathers called it. That's all it was. سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. Allah never revealed anything like this. So we're learning is that we're supposed to only take guidance from what Allah reveals. This is what he's teaching them.